Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, when you and I were just getting started out enjoying wine, 40 years ago or something like that.
It's been a while, yeah.
Been a minute. I used to really look forward to November 15th every year because that's when the Nouveau Beaujolais was released. And I got a big kick out of it. And Beaujolais was my introduction into wine. And they're still making it, and yeah, it's still out there.
They still are. I have to admit that I don't drink a lot of Beaujolais, and I really don't know why. Every year in the fall, I do a Beaujolais feature, and I remember just how hedonistically pleasurable this wine can be. So maybe this year I will change my habits a bit.
Oh,
anyway,
good.
I hope so. Beaujolais is from the southernmost part of the Burgundy region and features almost exclusively the Gamay grape. You do find an occasional white Beaujolais, which is Chardonnay, by the way, but the vast majority of wine produced is Gamay-based red Beaujolais wine.
Mm-hmm.
There are sort of a number of quality tiers, Beaujolais, Beaujolais Village, and finally the top or cru Beaujolais, which are named for specific towns or areas or landmarks.
Right.
Personally, I think Beaujolais, with its bright acidity and approachable fruit-forward character, is a great wine for the traditional Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I suggest you put it in the fridge for about 20 minutes before you serve it. Just
a little cool.
Anyway, here are three that I thoroughly enjoy. From the portfolio of Albert Pichot, the 2020 Beaujolais Village called Château de Varennes. This wine is, as you would expect, fruit-forward, but it has a wonderful sort of floral violet aroma and a big note of raspberry. And there's a freshness and a bright acidity here that will work well with charcuterie and perhaps lighter braised meats. And at $17.99, that's a pretty good value.
Sure so, is.
Stepping up a bit, and also from Albert Pichot, is a Cru Beaujolais from 2019. This is a Morgon, and it's named Les Charmes. We'll put all of these on the website, folks. Cru Beaujolais is the top level, and there are 10 different cru, of which Morgon is one. This wine is elegant and features aromas of strawberry, jam, spice, and a subtle earthy smokiness. On the palate, there is a sense of weight with balance, and finishes with a pleasing snap of acidity. And at $20.99, I thought that was a pretty sterling value.
That really is,
yeah.
Morgon is my favorite of the cru. I love it.
I like Morgon. I also like Moulin Avant.
Mm-hmm.
And to finish with another cru Beaujolais, the 2020 Château de Jacques Moulin Avant. Aromas of dark fruit and crushed flowers with a nuance of coffee. The wine expands on your palate with generous but crisp berry flavors. It shows well now, but this could probably benefit by another couple of years or so in the bottle, which is a little bit unusual. Most of the time, you want to drink Beaujolais relatively young.
Yeah, but the cru are structured for aging.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, this was the most expensive of the three that I tried at $27.99, but it's such a good example of just how good Beaujolais can be.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth looking at that. You know, try all three and see what you think.
Yeah. Now, which is your wine of the week?
Now, my all things considered, though, for the best ratio of quality and price, my wine of the week is definitely the 2019 Morgon Les Charmes.
Yeah.
It's just tough to beat at $20.99. So this will probably be what I'm going to try to have for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, Morgon comes through again.
Yes, it does.
I became fond of that early, and I still am. Really, really nice wine.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.